and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who is against the law?
That's right, it means. It's time when you hear the man in black talking about whose side of the law. It means it's time for Scott Sherman. Scott
Sherman's shirt is up also on the Facebook page.
Okay, facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can see the shirt that was given to Limey by Tim Woodburn.
I really like it.
From Malaysia. It's a 3X. People wonder, I wonder how big that Limey is. Well, you're going to see how he's a 3X. That's
In Malaysia, he's a hunk.
Yeah.
In Malaysia, he's morbidly obese.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's Scott Sherman. I told you he'd be here. Now, here's how this works. The advice is free. You don't get that anywhere else. Free legal advice. Here's the number. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Ed is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Ed, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, gang. How you doing?
Hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
I got a question for you. I'm calling for my mother-in-law. She lives in St. Charles, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And she's got a neighbor who's got a tree in her backyard. And the limb is hanging over her in my mother-in-law's yard. And it's hanging over the roof of her house. And she asked them to please cut it off, and they refused.
Does your mother-in-law own a rifle? High-powered rifle? The scope?
She may have a gun, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, she called the city, and they came out and said that if she cuts it off and the tree dies, they can sue her. What's her resources on that?
Cut the branch down.
Yeah.
Right up to the property line.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
That's encroaching. Even though that tree is on the other neighbor's property, that tree is a hazard to the health and welfare of your mother-in-law and her property.
And by the way, Ed, I've never heard of somebody cutting a branch off a tree and the tree dying.
I haven't either, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's their way of bullying your mother-in-law.
Which member of the city council has a relative that lives next to your mother-in-law? Because that is a real BS answer. Have a arborist come out and give an assessment of the tree. The tree might be already in a state of disrepair and unhealth that she could cut the whole thing down.
If anybody should be worried about a lawsuit, it should be the neighbor, your mother-in-law's neighbor.
Right, if that limb would break off and fall on the roof.
And heaven forbid that a guy's mother-in-law get hit in the head by a branch and killed.
Oh, most definitely.
That's the worst thing a man could think of.
Terrible.
It would be.
And if the arborist comes out or somebody that's sort of an expert in trees says, well, that tree, the whole tree is diseased and damaged, cut the whole tree down. Because then the whole tree would be a problem. But right now, she can go up to the property line and zoop. Cut that tree down.
Yeah, and this is an easy one.
That the limb.
Would it be a good idea maybe to take a picture of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always a good idea.
And it's a really good idea to have an expert tree service come out and look at that and give an assessment, not only of how much it would be to cut the limb down, but also the health of that tree and what cutting that limb down is going to do, which is nothing to that tree.
Uh-huh.
It's not like cutting somebody's arm off. It's a tree.
Right.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I sure appreciate it, Scott, Frank.
All right, Ed,
you're welcome.
Ed, thank you. All the way from St. Petersburg, that was Ed. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Loretta, I've always loved that name. Loretta, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Loretta.
Yes, I have a question. I am currently thinking I'm going to have to, in the near future, put my husband into a nursing home, and I understand that I have to spend down half of my assets in order to qualify for Medicaid.
That's an unfortunate reality.
This whole, before Scott speaks, this whole nursing home horrible situation. One, I hate that you have to go through this. Unfortunately, you know what's so sad is that the only people who can get really great care in really great nursing homes are rich people. And right. if you have anything at all, they want it. They don't want to help you. The government doesn't want to help you if you have anything. It's sort of like, well, you worked hard, you saved money. We're going to punish you for that. We're going to take that from you. So you put your husband in a nursing home. I don't know the route to go here, but here is Scott Sherman. I'm so sorry you have to be. Can I ask you, is it Alzheimer's or what?
He has dementia right now, but it's yeah. going to be leading into Alzheimer's.
Yeah, sorry. Scott, what do you think?
Yeah, and Loretta, I share Frank's sentiments about this being a horrible situation for you. Yeah, and I agree with him. You know, the other place, there were all kinds of these nursing homes, and some of them are good, but it doesn't seem like it should cost $50,000 a year.
Oh, no.
To
oh,
take care of
$50,000 a year.
It's more than that.
That's like nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's nothing.
$6,000 to $7,000 a month.
And so right. they emasculate your husband with all the things that he's gathered to make him a pauper and then do this care, which a lot of times, and you can ask anyone who has someone in a nursing home, is not the best interest of that patient. There's a lot of theft in these nursing homes. There's a lot of abuse in these nursing homes. Not all of them, but too many of them.
What about the fact that she has to go through half her assets?
It's terrible, but it's a reality that what you said is true. This government at this time makes people become paupers. I have a suggestion. There's a subspecialty of law now called elder care law.
I have actually gone to one.
Did you like them?
Yes, I liked them very well. And I've contacted him back, and of course he wants me to come back for another appointment, which I can do, but, you know, I have to have somebody to come in and stay with my husband. So I just have a simple question.
Sure.
Okay, he told me I had to get rid of half of my assets. But do you have to wait until he goes into the nursing home before you start that?
No. In fact, you're better off to do it now.
Right, because there might be a look-back period. Yeah. You don't want him looking back 9 months or 6 months or 90 days and say, oh, well, you moved all this money around. You got to wait.
For Loretta, what they'll do is they'll say, well, it's obvious that you got rid of some of your assets just to get out of paying. And then he's right. He called the look back period. Sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's 90 days, 30. The sooner you unload some of this stuff, the better. And less you have.
But I've been told that the stuff that I get rid of, that half of the assets go to him. So I got to spend down his half for his well being. But how do I do that?
Well, I mean, and this is where I think that, whether it's that or some other elder care or estate planning lawyer, because there are ways to remove assets without liquidating everything. There are trusts that can be put in where you don't really have the assets. They're owned by the trust, and they're monitored by the trustee.
Yeah.
So you say, I don't have anything, but it's in the trust for later. But what I don't want you to do,
I've got everything in a trust.
Okay. I don't want you to piecemeal this, and I don't want you to really to deal with lawyers that say, oh, you need to come to the office. If they specialize in elder care where people are sick and people are immobile and people are they better come to you.
Yeah.
And not only better come to you, they better be the principals that come to you, not just some $10 an hour gopher.
Can you transfer the assets to someone else?
Well, if they're in a trust, you got to talk to the trustee about that. But the problem with Loretta's husband is he has either dementia or early onset of Alzheimer's, and he's losing the capacity to make these decisions himself. And once he's lost the capacity to do that, everything's sort of frozen. And
we've done all that.
Okay.
Everything is in a trust with his name is off of everything.
That's very good for the process.
Hey, Loretta, it's someone else called and asked if he was a vet.
Yes, he is. But there's another little glitch there. He goes to the VA, he gets his medicine there, and his eyeglasses and wheelchairs and all that stuff, hearing aids. But in order to get help from the VA, you have to have served at least one day during wartime. And he wasn't in the service one day during wartime.
What? I never knew this.
No, if you're If you're a career, if you were a career, well, what's considered wartime?
Wait, hold on a minute. I've never heard this.
What about the Cold War? Was that a war? I mean, what's
well? He was only in the Naval Reserve for 2 years. It was during 1957 and 56 to 58, and there was no war going on.
I've never heard of that. A veteran is a veteran.
I have never heard that either.
Who told you that, Loretta?
Well, I got a piece of paper in the mail one time.
No.
And it said something like that. And I do know that the elder care attorney did advise me to put my name on the list for the VA hospital, retirement home places. But the problem there is there's one up in North St. Louis, and there's one in Cape Girardeau.
All right, Loretta, listen, we can get some other people in. You email, I guess, right?
Yes.
Do you have Scott's email address? Because if you'll email him, he'll direct you to somebody who can take even more time and answer some of these questions for you. And he's really good about helping people. Don't worry, it's not going to cost a fortune or anything like that. Do you have his email address?
No, I did, but I don't right now.
All right. Can you write it down?
Yep, I can.
Go ahead, Scott.
LawOfficeofScottSherman@gmail.com.
Scott Sherman.
Two T's in okay. Scott at gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay?
And I won't charge you nothing to talk, and I'll get you some people that you can put with your other elder care people, kick the tires, and pick the best ones for your situation.
Okay, thank you very much. I love your show, Frank.
Good luck, Loretta. I'm sorry you're going through this.
All right, bye now.
Got a little experience with this dementia Alzheimer's thing. My dad, my uncle, bad. It's bad. There's some funny stories, though. That's the only good thing that come out of
my grandma
going in an Alzheimer's home for people with Alzheimer's. Hilarious stories that come out of that. Let's keep moving, then go to Jay. Jay, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott Sherman, hello this afternoon.
Hi, Jay.
So here's the deal. My father recently passed away, lost my dad, and he died without a will. And he's divorced. I'm his only son. And so I'm kind of wrapping up some different things, you know, his death benefit through his union hall, which I was the beneficiary of. But as far as his checking account, as far as his property, things like that, there was not a will or trust. It was something suddenly. He was 66. And
you don't sound very old. He wasn't very old.
He wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was AM and the PM too, Frank. He turned me on to you at 55K USA days. So
good for him. He's listening right now. He's listening right now.
Amen. So I've heard that in some cases you don't. He was not really a man of like he had a lot of wealth. But I've heard that maybe a probate wasn't absolutely necessary with his case. And I thought about reaching out to an attorney. Do I need to get an attorney to handle this for me, or is this something my wife and I can kind of manage ourselves?
Well, some of this stuff is, I think, something you need a lawyer for. He had a house.
You do.
And yeah, how was it titled?
Property.
Was it titled just in his name?
In his name only, correct. Right.
And he had a bank account. It wasn't TOD or POD.
No.
And he had a vehicle. He had something like a titled car?
Correct. Everything's paid for.
He had enough assets.
There was no note on anything.
He had enough assets that a small estate at least needs to be open in the probate. Because you're the only surviving member of this group, right? No brothers and sisters. He wasn't
married. Well, he does have a sister.
But you didn't.
Two brothers. No, yeah. I don't. Okay. No, I don't at all.
And I missed the part about, is your mom still alive? No.
She is, but they've been divorced since like the 70s.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to, Scott, if you don't mind, I have to ask. Is there anybody who might possibly contest this?
No. Okay. Nobody would.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of thought, well, maybe I could just manage this one myself, but I don't know. You know, I'm not an attorney, obviously.
Matt, go ahead.
No, this is an intestacy issue where he died without a will, and this stuff goes to you, but doesn't automatically go to you because all of the non-probate transfers, like the real estate, like the car, like the bank account, they can't go to you until the court orders them to go to you. So, yeah, this does need probate. It should not cost a lot of money. It should not waste a lot of assets because, as Frank said, no one's going to contest it. But I would be in touch with a probate lawyer if you know one.
I don't.
And if you don't, send me an email and I will send you the name of 2, 3, 4, and you can test drive those people and they will do a great job. What county and state did this happen in?
It's Jefferson County and it's Missouri.
Okay. Send me an email. I can get you people before the end of the week.
Jay, you have his email address?
I do. Is it law office or law offices?
Oh, you had it singular. Right first time. Singular.
Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
You got
Look
it.
At that.
And to your dad who may be listening up there, thank you for turning Jay on to the show. We appreciate it. RIP. Jay, thank you. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Limey says we're going to take a break. We have lines open. They're jumping on them now. Still one open. Jump on that one. 855-282-TALK. Gateway Lock and Security has already received two free commercials today. It was really strange. A caller early in the show said, oh, I hope you don't mind if I mention one of your sponsors, Gateway Lock and Security cameras. Went out. They weren't able to do what this person needed done, but they were still raving about them and said they'd still recommend them to other people. The second caller actually had them do some stuff at their house. I don't know exactly what it was. It had to do with locks or entry or something, but here's what they do. They do lots of proximity cards and keyless entry systems. This place right here, when you are housing a lot of really famous people, like Dan Strauss, Limey, now Scott Sherman's a celebrity. When they say sometimes, like, when they do that State of the Union address, and pretty much all of the leaders of our country are in one place, and they say, oh my goodness, what if the terrorists? Do you know, and I saw something on this the other day, and I forgot who it was, there is one member of Congress who's never allowed to be there, and they're sheltered somewhere, just in case the president, the vice president, secretary, they all get blown. No, I'm serious. They have sheltered whoever that person is that would be next in line if all those people were blown up or
that
something.
That was what that show was
Kiefer
about.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Designated survivor.
Yeah.
That's what that show was about.
That might have been it, yeah. And it's kind of like here. We need proximity cars. What if somebody came in here, mm-hmm. some lunatic, and just did away with all of us, all the major celebrities in St. Louis would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in one room. The mm-hmm. biggest, best known, highest paid, well, what? Okay, maybe not. My point is this. We do have proximity cards. I wish the guy that owns this place had met Derek Nagel and his son Sean and the people at Gateway Lock and Security Cameras before they put this together. I promise you they would have ended up doing this job. And if this thing doesn't work out, well, we'll rip it out and have them redo it. Now, let's talk about security cameras because the name is Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Ultra high definition, night vision, 2 cameras, 52 cameras, 100 cameras. Now, okay, most people don't do 100. Some people get by with 2, 3, 4 cameras. Yes, you can buy cameras direct. You can buy them at Costco. You can buy them at Sam's. Go online and buy them. Who's going to put them in? You? Really? I can tell you 3 people that I know personally who did it, and it did not work. They go to show somebody. In one case, the guy says, hey, look at this. He takes his phone. He's going to show me his backyard or something. Nothing. It didn't work. And I wonder now if the part worked that's really important, and that's the part that captures the bad person, the criminal, the trespasser, the, heaven forbid, murderer, thief, whatever, and records it. If that doesn't work, you're screwed. There goes your evidence. There goes half the reason you probably even have the system to begin with. But here's the other reason people put in security cameras, to prevent bad things from happening. And there are levels of bad things. Stealing something off your front porch, grabbing something and running out of your house with it in about half a minute, murdering your whole family. Okay, totally different level. But I got to think that there are so many thousands of cases where that thing never happened, that bad thing, no matter how bad it was, because somebody looked up and saw the kind of cameras the Gateway Lock and Security Cameras puts in and says, no, we're going somewhere else. That's worth, how do you put a price on that? Prevention. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, please just check their website and see what they do. If security is not important to you, your business, your home, your family, if it just isn't important to you, and you're willing to just take the chance and assume that no bad person is ever going to set foot on your property, your business property, your home, well, good luck to you. GatewayLockandSecurity.com.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic brought to you by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Wrapped up accidents westbound 70 at Bermuda and westbound 70 at Zumbel. You can expect residual delays. Accidents northbound 270 at Clayton Road blocking the left lane. That stall's been moved to the right shoulder northbound 270 at Ladue. Accident westbound 64 near Baxter. Earlier accident on 55 north of Illinois 143. And Highway 50 shut down west of Union in Franklin County due to a serious crash. This Saturday, join in the fight against our nation's drug epidemic by dropping off unused, unwanted, or expired meds during DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. Making a difference is as easy as cleaning out your medicine cabinet. Find out more at DEATakeBack.com. I'm Tory Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
As the road you travel changes, so do your insurance needs. Talking with a Farmers agent can help you assess whether you're ready for the journey ahead. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
It's time, Grizz Nation. Join your Grizzlies as they host Southwest Division rival Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks tonight, October 26th at 7 p.m. To secure great seats, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time, Grizz Nation. Join your Grizzlies as they host Southwest Division rival Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks tonight, October 26th at 7 p.m. To secure great seats, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today. It's time, Grizz Nation. Join your Grizzlies as they host Southwest Division rival Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks tonight, October 26th at 7 p.m. To secure great seats, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
I'm told we're back. I was not prepared. Let me give the numbers real quickly. We'll jump back in here, and I believe who's first, Limey, when we come back? It'll be Janet. Janet, hang on 1 second so I can. We have one line open, 855-282. What the heck happened to Janet? We just lost her.
She must have dropped off. Janet, if you're listening, give us a call
back.
Somebody
wants her number. Her line's open. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Jerry, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
The last, I don't know if it was the last caller, but the lady called in and has the husband with dementia. I went through that with my mother. She needs to talk to an elder care person. I have a great guy. I don't need to put his name out, but he's on the cover of Streetscape magazine, spring 2017, and he wrote the book Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home. But what she needs to get into is a Medicaid-compliant annuity.
What is that, Jerry? What's that music? Is that coming from your place?
Yeah, it's like coming off my... It's my wife calling me on my other phone.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't us, something bleeding through on our end.
No. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward to your show on the Big 590. I think it's going to be great.
Well, it was going to be great. We've been here a month.
Yeah.
But I know what he means. It's going to be great. It's not great yet, but it's going to be great. Yeah, I think you're right.
You're working on it. It's coming around. I got complete faith in you.
Oh, it's already around. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish what you were trying to
say. Ask her to talk to an elder care person that knows to check into a Medicaid-compliant annuity. And they have them, and what it does is they put most of her husband's assets into an annuity, and that pays the nursing home. If it doesn't quite cover the cost, Medicaid makes up the difference. And they give them basically a life expectancy. In my mom's case, she was 86. They gave her a 6-year life expectancy. And at the end of that, if she lives the entire 6 years, the annuity is done, and it's a full ride on Medicaid.
Wow. That's great.
Anyway, it's just something I think she needs to look into.
I wrote it down. Streetscape magazine. I'll be Googling that.
Yeah, the guy on the cover is named Don Quanti, and I've worked with him for years. He's been doing this for a long time, and like he told me when I was talking to him about my mom, he said, Jerry, if I knew what I knew today, my aunt wouldn't have died broke in a nursing home. And anyway, that's the deal.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
282. Take that back. 855-282-TALK. Which is 855-282-8255. Let me tell you something about this being old, all right? As a baby boomer, we are all people whose parents are in their 80s, even 90s, easily, 90s. There is not much that's fun about it, about having to figure out what to do for them, or about being them. And I see these, when I see these commercials, and they always depict older people in retirement riding bicycles and sitting in a set of bathtubs looking at the ocean. First of all, I don't know anybody who takes bathtubs to the ocean, but it's all misleading. It's very misleading. Most of what comes with being in your 80s and 90s is crap. It's horrible. It's sad. And to me, one of the things we've done that's wrong is through science and technology, we have found ways to fight nature and keep people alive who shouldn't be alive, and they're living miserable lives. That's just my take. Dennis, you're on with Scott Sherman. Say hi to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Good. AM and PM.
Thank you, Dennis.
I've got a guy. I'm self-employed. I did some work for a guy that I knew for 40 years. He decided he was going to go out of business, wanted some equipment fixed. Said, you know, yes, we're going out. Don't worry about it. You know, I'll pay you. Well, all the bills wound up being about $1,700, and I got a check, a settlement payment today for $90.
Well, hold on. Whose idea is that of a settlement?
Well, theirs.
Yeah, of course. And you knew this guy for 40 years?
Yes. I done work for him for 40 years. Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, before I turn over to Scott, I'm guessing you're, what, 60s? How old are you?
59.
Mm-hmm. And about the time you get old enough, you think you know people, and you think you understand somebody that you've known that long, you realize that the people you least expected whatever screw you, still screw you.
Yep.
And I know people probably don't like it when I do this, but Scott lets me analyze and play attorney, but I can't in this case because there's some facts I don't know. But he's going to ask you some questions like, have you taken any legal action? How many times did you bill the guy? How long has he owed you money? Go ahead, Scott.
So, Dennis, did you do work for him personally or did you do it for his company?
I did it for his company, but he personally assured me he would pay me.
Okay. Did that company file bankruptcy or did they just go out of business?
They went out of business.
So there's no bankruptcy.
They did not. No bankruptcy.
Was that an? Have you ever checked on the Missouri Secretary of State to see if that's actually an incorporated entity, or is it just him as a DBA?
It was. I haven't checked. But
okay,
that's
all.
Incorporated Inc.
How about this? You send me an email tomorrow or today. I will look it up. Give me the name of this company. I will find out for you, and I will personally draft for you a lawsuit against this jerk and his stupid deadbeat company. And if you'll pay the filing fee,
How much is filing?
Yeah, for that
$1,800.
Like, not the $90, but don't cash that check. Don't ever cash $90.
I told my bookkeeper not to cash it.
No, put it in a frame and put it in your living room because you probably will never get even close to that. But the satisfaction of the $90 or $200 or whatever you're going to spend to actually sue these people and get a judgment will be worth it, especially when we have in our studio here, and I don't want to enlist him for free because he works for a living, a private investigator that will serve this jerk personally, right?
Yeah.
We'll do it,
and
we'll teach him the biggest lesson of all. And for this kind of dough, it's worth it to screw with him. It's a life lesson that he's going to get right where it hurts.
Dennis, I'm always very interested in how people turn on friends or an employee will turn on a boss of many, many years and decides to just screw him over. What did you say to this guy when you billed him and how long did you wait until you said something? And how did you say? Did you write him?
I was getting paid probably, 35, 40 days, something like that. And after that, I got billed. Approximately 60 days, I got a lawyer from the letter, so they were dissolving the company.
But did you talk to him personally? Because you said he personally guaranteed. And what did he say? What did he say?
I said, why did you lie to me? I didn't lie to you. You told me you would pay me. And I said, you personally said that you would take care of me on this. And he goes, well, to be honest, I told that to a lot of people.
Wow.
So wait, so it's okay because he lied to everyone. It's a great
thing. Yeah, so it's not just you. Don't take it personally.
I'm not a liar. I'm a pathological liar. Therefore, it's okay.
Dennis, spend the $90 and file a lawsuit against this guy.
Send me an email. We'll start cobbling this together kind of for fun.
All right.
You got his email address?
The law office. Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Very good. All right, go get him, Dennis, okay?
Thanks, Dennis.
All right, thank you very much.
And it's not that he did business with a guy that offered him 5 cents on the dollar. It's a guy he knew for 40 years that looked him in the eye and knew he wasn't going to pay him.
Hey, you can know somebody or think you know somebody. Somebody can work for you, and you think you know them. And on a dime, they turn. They need money. Or they don't have money. Delbert, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Delbert. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Also, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Scott, I'll make mine very quick because I think it might be a quick answer. I'm a school teacher in the state of Illinois, so obviously I'm under contract. And I've ruffled some feathers, blah, 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 and I was called into the office where the administration asked me for a resignation in lieu of termination. And I said, well, wait a minute. I mean, so they kind of gave me their spiel. We had a little back-to-back talk. But I said, okay, wait a minute. I said, I'm under contract until, the next school year begins. How do we do that? And she said, well, what we'll do is we'll cover you till December. will pay your medical expenses up until the end of December, and then after that, that'll be it. And they offered me a mediocre sum of money, which would be well below what I would receive if I completed the whole contract. So I guess my question would be is, because I'm under contract, can a company, hey, if they terminate you, can they lessen the amount of money they have to pay you in a contract? Or if you resigned, do you lose those monies that's left in the contract?
Here's my question. You just said you ruffled some feathers. What does that mean? What'd you do?
Well, what I did is, without dragging you too deep in the weeds, what I did is I said to some other folks who work there, some other people who were having some problems and felt that they were being harassed, I said, well, what you need to do is you need to file a complaint, you know, with the department, you know, the administration and the district office, and, you know, file it through the union representation, which, you know, I'm part of. And I said, you know, I don't mind doing that. And so what happened is it got back to some very powerful people in the district office who don't like to be told what to do and how to do it. And they said that I was sticking my nose in where it didn't belong, blah, blah, blah. And they felt that I was making a mountain out of a molehill, and it would be better to get me gone as opposed to, you know, going through an issue with maybe, you know, a hostile work environment, et cetera.
I think his question is simply, if you resign, and he accepts the offer to resign, do you lose whatever you would have gotten in the contract if you'd just been let go?
Let me peel back some layers on this onion. First of all, let me get this straight. It's a public school district?
Correct.
You're in the teachers' union?
Yes.
There's a collective bargaining agreement between the teachers' union and the district?
Yep.
That's the first contract. The one inside of that is the contract you have specifically about what you're going to be compensated for. So let me get this straight. The governmental agency here, the government, the public school district, punish you for exercising, A, your free speech rights, 2, your rights as a member of the union to discuss what rights union members have to file grievances, and then they retaliated against you when they didn't like the content of what you said to give someone who's harassed in your union at that employment, and they want you to quit or fire you if you don't. Is that right?
Yeah, either we're...
Yeah, that's... And how they did this is they were very shrewd in how they did this.
Well, no, they weren't. They were quite stupid.
Well, they didn't put those words in paper in writing. What they did is...
Well, no one would.
What they told me for is in writing what they're saying they're going to terminate before having quit is because when I was out ill one day, and they said my lesson plan wasn't up to par with everyone else.
There's more to this than this discussion you had with a coworker. They want you out for some other reason.
But you're saying really here, Delbert, is that this lesson plan stuff is sort of a pretext for really getting rid of you because you're a pro union free speech troublemaker.
And now they're looking for other things to tackle.
There's only one county and school district I can think of. Do not say it. That in Illinois that is dumb enough to do that, and they are so dumb they would do this. You need immediately to consult with an employment lawyer that specializes in not only employment law, but also retaliation and also violations of your free speech rights. This is really stupid on their part and really dangerous for them, and you need to do it soon. And the fact that you're exercising your rights, not just under the First Amendment, but also under the collective bargaining agreement, and you're getting retaliatory threats is ridiculous. Don't ever quit, period.
Okay.
Don't quit. And if they haul you into another meeting, tape record it. Pull it out and tell them, but tape record it. Illinois is a quasi-two-party state for tape recording, but you want to make sure that this is on the record. Tape record it. Pull it out and say, okay, ready, go. And then see what they say.
You probably have a recorder on your phone. You have a smartphone?
I do.
Yeah, it's got a recorder in it. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Mr. Sherman. Do you have someone that you would recommend if I email you?
I got 4 people that would have me in a pig pile fighting over getting to meet with you.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do then. I will look at Frank's webpage and get your email address and send you an email.
Absolutely. Remember Django Unchained? They had like the Mandingo fights? That's what this would be like. There'd be people stabbing each other trying to meet this guy.
All right. Good luck, Albert.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Right. Wow, that was a good one. That was a different one. We haven't had that before. Steve, I think we can get Steve in here. I'm pretty sure we can. Steve, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, gentlemen.
Yes, Steve.
I'm Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, I know of two friends of mine who have died recently. They were both veterans. They both got buried at Jefferson Barracks. Their longtime girlfriends are not allowed to be buried there with them because they're not married. Hmm. But they both of these fellas had like 25-year relationships with these women. Is there any way of you know, having a common law marriage relationship established that would enable them to be interred at Jefferson Barracks or any, you know, VA facility like that?
Well, before the answer comes in on your phone, here's the answer. This is the rock, paper, scissors game of life. No. The feds are the paper, and they cover the rock. Although there are states, Colorado and some others, where they do recognize common law marriage. It's not recognized by the federal government for the purposes of these types of benefits. And one of the benefits of being in the military and having an honorable discharge is being buried at a military facility like Jefferson Barracks. So the sad answer is no. I don't think there's anything that anybody can do about it until sometime as Congress allows, or there's some executive order that permits long-term non-married cohabitating people to be buried alongside those members that served in the armed forces. It's just not going to happen.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up for me.
No, you are welcome.
Steve, thanks for listening. I'm pretty sure we can get Leland in here before we have to bail. Leland, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, man. I hope your wife is doing great from the surgery.
Oh, thank you. She's doing well. Thank you.
I guess after the show, like you said, she don't listen to you. I guess she'll be going up and visiting. So you take care of her.
I'm going to give her the good news that I bought her a new chainsaw after back surgery. she'll be giddy. What do you got for Scott?
You didn't buy her Johnny Landoff Corvette.
I didn't. No, she hates Corvettes. She hates Corvettes. Are you okay?
Not really. Something got stuck.
Okay, now. I can tell.
All right.
What do you have for Scott?
Let me ask you, Scott. If you got a relative that's a lawyer and works for a law firm, and I don't want to mention the name of the law firm, isn't there something a person can do if there's a conflict there because he's a lawyer in a firm?
Yeah, conflicts are interesting, and the conflict is held by the client. So the lawyer doesn't get to decide if there's some kind of a conflict. If that client feels that because of that relationship, either a prior relationship as representation or a personal relationship, that they know too much stuff, that they can disqualify that lawyer and possibly that firm. So, for hypothetically, let's say I got a cousin of mine and he knows, you know, I'm a real idiot. And then his firm is involved in some litigation. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy knows all my dirty secrets. He knows all the bodies are buried. I want them out. You probably could get that out. I think the courts would disqualify that firm. It depends on how big it is. If it's a 100-person law firm, then probably not. But if it's, you know, just a few people, yeah, it's too close.
No, it's a biggie. It's a biggie.
Okay.
But he knows. See, it would be his aunt, my mother, and he knew a little bit about what was going on. And I think there was a problem. But I'll call you sometime. But I'm going to say one thing. You had a man on earlier about that limb over his house or whatever.
It was his mother-in-law.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what I did one time, and maybe if he's listening, and maybe he can say yes or no. I sent a certified letter to that party next door, and I said, I don't want to be, you know, making problems for you, but I'm going to bring it to your attention. There is a problem, and I'd like for you to correct it. I took pictures of the area and showed him that, and guess what? He didn't want litigation. He didn't want no problems. He got out there and cleaned it up real good. So
sometimes that happens.
That is it. That's a great way.
Other times it doesn't. Leland, okay, I hope you're going to be okay, Leland.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, whatever it is, it's stuck. Bye-bye, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Leland.
If he's with anybody in that, they need to give him that Heimlich thing. He's got something in there. We don't need to lose any listeners.
No, plus he's going to call Saturday in the yard soon.
Yeah, that's we need right. And we come back from this little break, we'll remind everybody about Saturday and how you're the host of the yard sale on the 590 The Fan. For 44 years, I have gone to Ballast Dental Care. That's where I go to the dentist. Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, or Watanabe, as the earlier guy said it was supposed to be pronounced in Japanese. That doesn't even sound Japanese to me, Watanabe. It would be Watanabe, probably like that. That yeah. sounds Japanese, maybe. He's a terrific dentist. I would say my greatest fear is if he ever retires. If he retires, there are a couple other great dentists there, too. I'll still keep going there because they do it his way. I wrote a song for him called He Did It His Way. And I couldn't get it published. I don't know why nobody wanted to touch it. And it was about, and my dental appointment's near. I'm not afraid to face it. He did it his way. And then they wouldn't. They said there's something else out there too close to it. Well, they wouldn't be working there if they didn't do it his way. And his way is simple. It's putting themselves in your place. They think like a patient. They know you're scared, a lot of you. They know what it's like to not have been for 20 years to the dentist because they've seen it too many times. They just know how to deal with people. They know how to put you at ease. And here's the deal. You make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care. You will never be afraid to go to the dentist again. You will never dread an appointment again. Make the first appointment. They're ready for you. They love AM and the PM people. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
We have just enough time to remind you about the yard sale. The yard sale is the yard sale. The yard sale, not an imitation, is Saturday morning, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. The host is sitting right here in the room, Scott Sherman. He'll sell whatever it is you want to sell, whatever it is you don't. There's somebody out there looking for whatever you have that you don't need anymore. Again, 7 to 9 o'clock. Make a note of the number now. So you have it ready to call Saturday morning, 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. Scott Sherman's his name. Law is his game. Scott?
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. And the first item up for bids is going to be this shirt that Limey got that I bought off of him.
What?
Touched by Limey Phillips. Don't let that scare you away.
Not even touched. It's in cellophane.
That's why I'm selling it. If he touched it, nobody would want it.
For those of you... That had to hurt.
That was mean.
Had
a little bit. Yeah,
that's
a fine.
All right, for those
I already paid for it.
All right, this is a medium by American standards. In Malaysia, it's a 3X. So if you're a medium or something, hey, Christmas time's coming. You go to somebody who's a medium. I don't know too many men who are mediums. I was a medium when I was 8 years old. I think that's the last time I was a medium.
It's a good looking shirt.
Yeah, and you guys missed it. Tim Woodburn went online, bought some gift shirts in Malaysia, 3X as a medium, and he gave two of them to Limey. And Scott bought one. Scott actually bought one off the
air during
the commercial break. Bought one from him. It's still in the cellophane, and he is going to sell it on the yard sale.
In the 7 o'clock hour only.
And you can tell people this is a shirt that Limey Phillips almost wore. He almost wore it. And quite frankly, I'd prefer a shirt that somebody almost wore because maybe this is just me. I don't like wearing clothes other people wore, like stains and
hand-me-downs, things like that.
I know
that.
They well, they went to the cleaners. Okay.
And can
okay.
I donate the proceeds to Backstoppers on this shirt? Is that okay to
folks,
do?
Now it's turning into an auction. Yeah, you can.
I'm doing it.
Why don't you put a big fat price on it Saturday morning?
We're going to write in the 7 o'clock. After, 8 o'clock, we love you.
The shirt?
7.
That Limey almost wore. Going to be sold on the yard sale.
If he keeps
Saturday
it up,
night.
He's going to have to sell the other one.
Yeah. And once again, don't forget the number, 855-282-TALK. It is time for news and then the Playhouse and the joke because it is...